It is going to be the Sandpoint Eagles, the boys, taking on the Nenana Lynx from up the road here. Actually, a ways up the road. We're about mile 100 here on the Parks Highway, and Nenana up there at about mile, what is that, mile 250, no, mile 300, yeah. 300, driven that a few times. Lived in Fairbanks for a while. Beautiful spot. Got to live there with a beautiful woman. So always remembering that. And we've got Sandpoint tipping it off with Nenana. Nenana hustles over to grab the tip, starting for your Eagles. Captains Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunderson, and then Carl Smith, the juniors. Jesse Starnes, also underclassman. He's a sophomore. Wolf Jackson, fellow senior, joining seniors Ortega and Gunderson. And right away, let's see, Carl Smith is taking a seat over there. He's actually putting on a warm-up. He just started, and then that was it. So, actually, I talked to Coach Brandon Smith. He didn't say anything about Carl not seeing any playing time, but he's not seeing any playing time, looks like, here early. In then, for him, will be, let's see, was that Larson that came in? Gallivan. So Stephen Gallivan that came in, one of the freshmen. Two freshmen usually lost, Parker Larson and Stephen Gallivan, and it's Gallivan to check in off the bench here at the start of this ball game. Nenana with the basketball, no score yet, just underway. Good pass down low as Nenana first shot up and in, and that one good for Akulik. Tony, senior for Nenana, gets it back the other way. Sandpoint attacking the basket. They missed on the first one. Put back there. Not good by Wolf Jackson. As sliding through there was Ortega trying to bank it in off the glass. And a difficult angle. Almost got it. 2-0 Nenana. Just underway here in this one. 2-A Nenana. 1-A Sandpoint. Here comes Akulik again in this baseline drive. Goes long. Rebound by Joseph. Ortega has it top of the key. Wearing the headband. Goes past the screen there by Ryder Gunderson. He's all the way to the hoop, and they call a held ball. He just bowled his way past, too, on that drive. As now checking in, Parker Larson in for Sandpoint. So here is a great inbounds play. The screen set there by Wolf Jackson. The 2 points for Jesse Starnes. As Starnes gets the two, but well-designed play by Coach Smith, and the boys get it. Tied at two with that. Nenana in the lane. The shot, left-hander, good for the Lynx. As that's Travis Workman with the two-pointer. He's a junior. He starts along with Akulik, Trenton Stevens, and Al Lane. Joined out there by Tazon Aperin. And this shot, good for Ryder Gunderson. So Gunderson with the two-pointer for the Eagles. And a turnover now by Nenana. Chance for the boys to take the lead here. Tied at four. As there's a pick, and a great job by Nenana to poke that ball free. That's Tazon Aperin, and Aperin gets to the two-pointer, makes it 6-4. So instead, as Ortega gets the screen now, goes by and gets shot up, he'll be shooting two. Trent Stevens coming over, takes the blocking foul as Ortega, very crafty to get by there and get that shot off. But the last possession, it was Aperin with the craftiness, took it away from Ortega, scored the two. 1-2 from the line so far as Ortega with one more and chance to tie it here. Senior steps up. And on the way in, good. Great looking shot for Joseph Ortega. Now Courtney Nan, a long three-pointer, way long, as a travel call on the Lynx. Coming in for the Lynx will be Joshua Stone. He's a freshman. And Nana's going to press. They've got some small numbers here, too. A lot of their boys not traveling, and oftentimes for various bunches of reasons, but don't know on this one what they are. Shot there by Jesse Starnes, missing back the other way. Yeah, with a quick two from Oktulik. And Tony with another bucket makes it 8-6. He's got four in the game. Ortega looking for the screen, gets it from Jackson again. Down on the baseline is Starnes, and Jesse can't hang on to that one. I wouldn't fault Jesse on that. That ball was zooming in, but a difficult angle for him, too. And he had two defenders coming across. Great dribbling there by Gunderson. Saves the possession in a sense. Larson brings it out now on the baseline. Back to Ryder. Ryder stops at the free throw line. Step back. Pop is good. And Gunderson, the two on the step back. And we're tied at 8. 4:23 on the clock here in this first quarter. Nenana and Sam Point here is the three, and that one coming from Joshua Stone. So Stone, I might have crossed him out, but he's in. So Joshua Stone with the three-pointer. We're crossing out players, and I mistakenly crossed him out. Here's the drive, and good. For Sandpoint Eagles, Jesse Starnes, and the sophomore with a strong drive down the right side. The three from Stone actually gives the one-point lead to Nenana now as Sandpoint comes back and answers with the two. And they are down by just one. Henderson with a couple of buckets, Ortega a couple of free throws, Starnes pretty drive. And with half the first quarter gone, tight looking ball game. Both teams match up well. The numbers match up well. Each team fielding 8 players. It'll be Nenana in the backcourt to bring it up. They own the 1-point lead. This is Akira. And that shot blocked is interesting play there. Joshua Stone said, hey, I made that one from three-point line. I'll try it again. And sending it out of bounds was Jesse Starnes. Starnes just said, no, not again. You're going to have to do more than just that. Not a step-up three. Here's a steal by Starnes. Back the other way. Starnes elevates and goes for two. Jesse with another bucket. What a steal. And up court quickly. He burst past the defender, laid it up off the glass with two. High pass over the top, taken down by Oktulik, and then the shot out front there. Starnes chases down the rebound. Double team comes. Watch out, ball on the floor. Oktulik comes up with it. Pretty shot on the baseline. He got around Ortega for two, so Oktulik with the two-pointer. ...13-12 score. Starnes again, looking for the shot. Got a Jesse three-pointer from off the right wing there and just drills a beautiful shot. We're at 15-13 now. That three puts Sandpoint on top by two. Now here's the two-pointer by Felix on the baseline. Rebound taken down by Parker. Larson, outlet pass to Gunderson. Now he gets it back as into the hands of Starnes in the lane. And coming across to get the rebound underneath, though, was Wolf Jackson. Then Tega trying to go back to Jackson as Jackson pitched it out. And that one out of bounds off the Eagles. 2-point ball game. Eagles on top by two. And Nenana trying to work it around for a decent shot there. Karen down on the baseline. He looks for Oktulik, and Oktulik got another two. So Oktulik, back-to-back bucket, makes it 15-15. Ortega with it. Oh, taken away there. Back out of the way for two is Nenana, and the miss. same point. Right back on the board. Starnes with it. Starnes Ortega. Looks at the shot. Gets down to Ryder in the corner. That shot partially deflected. And off it goes. And now with the basketball and a tie ball game. Ortega trying to take the ball away there on the steal, but it still stays in Nenana's forecourt. Lynx will work it around the outside a little bit. It's been a bit of a running first quarter here where both teams really going after it. Any kind of turnover, they're running. And now a good half-court setup. Shot misses. Stearns comes away with it. Brings the ball away from the with the defender, too, and whips a pass over to Gunderson for two on the right side. Ryder spaces well and a smart play by Starnes to take the defender away on a two-on-one like that. That was basketball intelligence at its best. 17-15, 1 minute to go, first quarter. This ball off the leg of the Lynx into the hands of Ryder Gunderson. Gunderson pulls up, short two. Good for two, Ryder Gunderson. 19-15, Sandpoint on top by four now. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team is four right now. As here's a tip pass there. Wolf Jackson gets a hand on it. Goes to Ortega. Ortega back the other way with 35 seconds on the clock. Goes back to Larson. He just leaves it a tad off the back iron there and then picks up the foul going after the rebound. Parker, good shot there. Quick to get the release. But it's a difficult shot when you're about 3 feet away like that. Do you put it off the glass and in, or do you just kind of float it over the rim and it caught the back iron and came out? Again, from behind, Ortega near steal, near foul. The two-pointer for Nenana. That was Al Lane with the two-pointer. So Lane, they're one of their captains. Ortega up top with it, 13 seconds on the clock. Goes down low, trying to find Jackson. Tipped away and stolen away by Nenana. Ortega got to watch it there. Almost picks up another foul. Steal in the backcourt. Starnes throws long. As he thought time was winding down, he went for the long ball. Out of bounds, Nenana will actually have 1.2 seconds to get a shot in. And hey, you know, Starnes, one of those kids, it's like, oh, near miss there from Al Lane, as he had a pretty good look from 55 feet. So they trade long ones, but at the end of one, it was a brilliant first quarter, 19-17. The lead belongs to Sandpoint. The Eagles will be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
All righty. Thank you, Carl. And put him into queue and say thank you. We will reset my clock and get ready for the last basketball game of the day. But we will stick with the Crowley Classic Tournament in Sioux Valley for the next couple. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. These games, after their broadcast, are archived at apradio.org. And let me see whether I can get a big thank you to one of our underwriters. And we'll try that. No. Dun-dun-dun. Boom.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Once again, a thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their generous support as well, and the city of Sandpoint. Thank you, Mayor. Moving on, let's go back to Carl in Sioux Valley.
Well, and it's the Eagles with a 19-17 lead after one quarter of play. Great job by both ball clubs, too. Very good quickness on the court. Tough defense. Kind of crafty defense, too. A lot of steals happening. It's Nenana with the basketball here in this first possession, second possession, actually, of the quarter as Jackson comes away with a missed shot. Now it comes out high to Smith got back in the ballgame. Good. Carl Smith starting the second quarter, and Smith drains a three, 22-17. Well, brother and Coach Brandon said, I don't know, you're going to sit down for the first quarter, and then we'll take it from there. And there's a great bank shot by Obtulik. So Tony comes up with a two. That was a difficult degree of bank on that one. My goodness. Good shooting by both ball clubs, too, in this first half. Here's Parker out in the corner. He's got a beat on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound put back. Won't drop. Wolf Jackson, strong shot inside. Strong rebound. But the shot popped back out. He does go to the line for two instead of the and one, which he would have had. Boy, I'll tell you, it was a nice offensive board there in traffic. Timed it well. Came up with the basketball. And here at the line, misses on the first. One more coming for Mr. Smith. Spells his name with a K like a Carl I know. Or excuse me, Jackson at the line. I just saw Carl and I was thinking, yeah, that's right. He spells it with a K. Well, so Jackson comes up empty after that good rebound effort. Couldn't get the shot to drop and misses from the line. A 22-19 game. Nenana with the basketball. 6:15 on the clock. Both teams shooting the ball well, and there's going to be a travel call. No jump stop. What it was a kind of a step through, but that's a travel. You got to come to a jump stop. And the young fella, Tazan Karen, did not. Akaran. Karen, that is. So here is now Jesse Starnes with it, and I think they're going to call 3 seconds on Sand Point. They are. So the Eagles with the turnover that way. As the long shot from the outside, missing for Ole. Now he gets the three. And that was Joshua Stone. I didn't see that number that time. I thought, wait, there's a 44. No, it's 14. Number's kind of hard to read. They're a light yellow on a white jersey. And just, I'm telling you, I know it got bad eyes, but not that bad. It's just hard to pick up. Not a problem for the Sandpoint boys. They're wearing their blue jerseys here, and so easy to see. Timeout on the floor because Coach Brandon Smith said, hey, how does the guy get a somewhat contested three-point shot the first time, misses it, gets his own rebound, and then an uncontested three-point the second time that he buries? What were you guys thinking? And Brandon pulling him over for just a little breather here with 5:34 to go and a talk over what they need to do. They had picked up a five-point lead at one point there, 4 and 5 points. And then saw it shrink at the first quarter break to just 3. Now we're tied at 22. So in a game like this, you don't want to let your foot off the pedal as much as possible. But there's always going to be runs by both teams. Back and forth they'll go. One team grasping some momentum and then the other. Here we go. And Jesse Starnes right away grabs his jersey. My fault. Thought he was going to have the cutter on the baseline, and it wasn't there. A timed play, but got to know if the guy cut or not. He wasn't. Here's a missed shot there. Starnes fighting for the rebound. Comes away with it. He's got the dribble. Takes his defender to the hole. Can't get the shot to drop for him off the glass. And Parker's going to get called for the reach-in. Obtulik had the rebound, and Parker reaching in, trying to knock it free. Larson with his first foul. Actually, both teams, that's only the second team foul, matching Nenana with two team fouls. Well played first half already. 4:56 to go, an entertaining game here. Both these teams know how to play ball. Down low, the shot stay. Oh my, Carl Smith did everything he could to make sure that one didn't. And it was Obtulik again, I think, with that. Was it? Tony? No. It was Tony. Oh, 25, Al Lane, yeah. It was a 20, and I just, there are two there. Hard to see, my goodness. So now Nenana back on top by 2, 24-22. Nenana had a lead in the first quarter, but Sandpoint erased it and led after one, 19-17, then took a 22-17 lead. Here's, that took Tulik that time, and he gets a two on the baseline with a good move inside his defender off the baseline. Parker tries it, misses, but there for the rebound put back. Jesse Starnes. Starnes makes it 26-24, and point down by two. Nenana had their largest lead at four just briefly. Under halfway through this second quarter, is Smith gives up the offensive board, though. Smith did not block out of Tulik. He defended the shot well, but then Tulik went around him. And with the putback, Tulik draws the foul on Smith. So Carl with his first. Now Tulik at the line makes his first. 27-24. And one more for Tony. Here for Nenana. They lead by three. They still lead by three. Starnes wanders over there to the sideline to get that uncontested rebound. He's got it in the left hand now as he goes to Ortega. Sets up on the post. Ortega's watching for him, but can't get the ball inside now, does it? High post, a little high. And it's Nenana with the steal. It's going to be travel call. Yeah. That pass ahead to the streaking Tazon Akarin, and Akarin pass came behind him, and he traveled with it as he caught the ball where he could get it on the floor. It's kind of an awkward throw there for him. Ortega with it. Ortega trying to make some room. Gets the screen now from Jackson. Goes to the hoop, right side. Shot, overshot. And so it stays 27-24. As Nenana on the attack. Now it's going to be a reach-in on Ortega. As Trenton Stevens, driving to the hoop, got the ball at the high post inside the free throw line. Took the dribble in the opening there. And a reach-in by Ortega produces foul number four now. This ball is almost loose there. Parker Larson comes up with it. Ahead it comes to Smith. He misses off the left side. Defense well done there. Two Nenana links up against that shot. And now working the right side, great defense there by Starnes as he blocks off the Nenana defender. Starnes all the way to the hoop with it. Battles for his own rebound there. It was a one-on-three drive, and he ended up deep into the key because no one picked him up, stopped the dribble. He's a very – it almost accelerates when he dribbles. Like he's faster with the ball than he was without, perhaps. Here's a Tulik just inside the free throw line. Two-pointer good. Five-point lead matches the biggest of the lead for Sandpoint at five. Now Nenana leads by five at two-minute mark of the first half. 29-24. Here's the rise-up. The shot. Starnes good for two. Starnes with the two from the right side makes it 29-26. Up Tulik holds it high overhead. Smith has him out there. Works into seven. Back here is Stevens. And back it comes now to Karen. Karen keeps the dribble. Now the kick out to Al Lane. Lane, open lane. And blocked there by Smith. But the foul as body contact down low. Good block up high. But Smith will pick up the foul, his second. Only person in foul trouble, 15 foul. And this one rattles in and out for Lane. He has one more. 29-26 score, 1:22 to go first half. Here's the second shot on the way and good. 30-26, Nenana leads by four. Ortega brings it across, walking it up, setting things up. goes out to Larson. Three-pointer on the way for Larson is good. Parker Larson with the three. Larson makes it a 30-29 game. He was set up out there. They knew he was going to take the shot, and he buried the shot. That was a tough one. Here's a difficult angle bounce pass on the baseline by Akern, and out of bounds it sails as the Sandpoint defense made that one happen. Akern got cut off on the baseline, then had no angle to get out of there. Buried under the basket, and here's Larson. They get out on him this time. Ooh, that pass near miss on the steal there as Ortega gets free, and that's partially blocked by Elaine. 30-29, 40 seconds on the clock, first half. Nenana leads by one. Well-played first half, entertaining first half. 35 seconds. Work it over to Akern on the right side. Now he'll step back three. That one's not there. You wonder, you take the time off the clock and then settle for that as the rebound by Starnes. Starnes back the other way, hustles into the lane. The kick out to Gunderson, across court to Smith, and Carl's shot is off on the left side. They come back the other way. Lane and uses his body to block Smith as he puts it up and in for two. 32-29. Time winding down here. Starnes gets the foul. Can't get the basket. It's going to be on Al Lane. And with 1.6 on the clock, Starnes will have a chance to shoot two. Boy, Jesse in a tough spot to get the basket. He was behind the backboard, but he had to. The basketball IQ to say, if I put this shot up, I'll probably get two, even though I might not make this shot. And he gets two from the line. First one in and out. Could go to 32-30 with one of two here. It's 32-29 right now, and here comes Starnes for the second one. Jesse lines it up with 1.6 seconds on the clock on the way, and it hangs on the rim. Won't go in. That's going to be the end of the first half as it's the Eagles at 29 and the Nenana Lynx at 32. Sandpoint basketball right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, voice of the Aleutians. We're going to be back in 2 minutes with our halftime set.
All right. Give Carl a break and say thank you not only to him with Small Schools Broadcasting, bringing you live high school basketball from around Alaska, but also thank you to the Shimigan Corporation.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shimigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shimigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shimigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shimigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shimigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right. Once again, if you would like to be a member anytime you're around the city building, you can come on down. You probably haven't signed up for 2018, and it takes a donation of any amount. Our membership decides our board of directors, which ultimately owns and runs Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. KSDP and KAEB fall under that banner as well as our translator over in King Cove. But just wanted to let you know, it's all local run under a nonprofit umbrella. And if you go to the website, apradio.org, there's a little button that says help out, and there's a variety of ways you can help out. You can become a member online. You can start the conversation about being an underwriter for your business and helping out community radio. Or you can grab a sweatshirt or a T-shirt or a novelty AM-FM radio that you can travel around with you. Take with you where you go. And I'm not going to play that Golden Suns holiday shout-out, but how about King Cove?
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
And we've got our two-minute break over. Here's Carl at Sioux Valley.
Well, it's been an entertaining first half, folks. There's been three-point shots. There's been acrobatic drives to the basket. There's been second-chance points. There's been some steals from both teams, and there's been some just great basketball here at Sioux Valley. Sandpoint led by at one point by five back at 22-17 to start the second quarter. Then Nenana came storming back, and Al Lane, one of their senior captains, kind of took control a little bit there. At the defensive end, as much as the offensive end, he had 4 points in the quarter, six in the game, but the defense went up a notch for Nenana, and kind of a couple of turnovers turned into easy buckets for him. They owned the three-point lead at 32-29. They also owned a five-point lead briefly, but Sandpoint fought back and had a chance. They actually cut it to 30-29, then the last bucket by Lane made it 32-29. In favor of Nenana at the half here. For the Sandpoint Eagles, they got their points from some threes and twos. Of course, mentioned the three-pointer from Carl Smith, three-pointer also from Parker Larson in the second quarter. As they had 2 points from Joseph Ortega, and then with 8 points, Ryder Gunderson on that first quarter, and leading the way with a great first half there, both ends of the court as well. 13 points for Jesse Starnes. That's a game-high 13, in fact. But not far behind on the Nenana side, Tony Otulik with 12 points. Close behind him, Josh Stone had 8 on a couple of 3. 6, as we said, for Karen and Al Lane. And that's the scoring for the Nenana boys. So coming up here, second half, it's ways away. Remember, tomorrow we've got a whole slew of games starting at 8:30 with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, as they'll start out tomorrow with, let me get my schedule out real quick and just tell you again. Sandpoint Lady Eagles start out tomorrow with the Reddington girls, and then King Cove will follow that, back-to-back games, Tri-Valley. Then we'll skip for a bit, and the nightcap tomorrow night, Susitna Valley, the homestanding Rams will take on King Cove. Girls first at 6:30, 8 o'clock for the boys' game, and that one tomorrow night. The first games, though, start at 8:30. They'll run till about 2:30 tomorrow. Sandpoint first, back-to-back, then King Cove. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from the second half. It's a 32-29 score in favor of Nenana, and back here on KSDP in about 4.5 minutes right now for the second half action as the Eagles try to pick up a W here on the opening day.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl. We will go to a little bit of a break, give a couple of underwriters some shout-outs, and probably get one Rolling Stones track in.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
kicks. It's open every night about 12 to 6. Now, if you want to hear some boogie, you can get your fill. A shove ass dang like a hosting grill. Come on along, you can lose your lead. Down the road, down the road, down the road of peace. Bedroom late last night. Got in the bed and turned out the light. Decided to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was a thinking going off the hook. Off the hook.
Went a little bit over my adjusted time. Get the Stones off the hook and get the phone back on.
And here we go, folks. Second half action underway here at Sioux Valley. As it's Ortega for the Eagles. He's got it on a little runner left side. Won't go. Ball comes off, but in the hands of Tulik, he hangs on and Starnes right on his back. Not in a foul position, but just pressuring that rebound. And so 49 leading 32-29. They have the basketball. Al Lane with it. He had a good second quarter. This pass floating in there, taken away there nicely by Ryder Gunderson. Quick to the basketball. Ryder on that one with the steal. As now in the hands of Starnes. Back it goes to Ortega, right wing. He finds the post player, Starnes. His shot bounces around, won't go. Carl Smith chases down the tip, rebound. Smith to Ortega, back to Smith in the corner. Carl's shot on the way, good. Three-pointer drains and ties the ball game. 32 all here. It's Nenano with the basketball, just starting this third quarter. Now for Nenana. Ball in the hands of the Link out there of Tulik. And now out to Al Lane. Lane picked up out there by Starnes. Waits for the opening. Goes inside. Pushes against Wolf Jackson in there. And the ball, Jackson, a good second man to get in the way of that shot. Ball comes in the hands of Starnes. Back to Starnes from Ortega in the lane. Good off the glass for two. Starnes with the bucket now pushes Sandpoint on top. They've scored the first five here in the first 2 minutes of this second half, just underway. Oh, a great pass. Bounce pass is there, but the foul's there also as Jackson will pick up the foul. That was a brilliantly played pass by Akarin there as Tazon dropped that pass on the bounce, drew the defender, and right into the hands of Trenton Stevens at the line for two shots. Foul did go on Jackson, just his first. Stevens missing left side. We'll try another. Parker Larson checking in. And here comes Stevens' next shot on the way. Also misses. Ball tipped around, tipped right back to him. Stevens, kick out to Oktulik. Can't get it to go. Ortega and Oktulik going for it. He keeps the ball in his hands as he's pivoting around looking for the open man. The ball stolen away by Larson. Now to Ortega. Ortega's shot misses. Ooh, looked like Ortega had inside position, but was a sneaky rebound in there by Al Lane. I was going to say over the back, but he actually reached over the top there to tip it back to himself and stayed pretty much horizontal. That was a good job. There's the drive by Lane, and the foul's going on Gunderson. Ryder picks up his second. 4:52 on the clock here in the third. Ryder picks up his first, actually. 32, as I said, Sandpoint on top, make it 34-33. They got the first five, and now Nenana trying to answer with a couple here from the line by Alain. And he misses on that one. Ball tapped out by Smith. Right into Ortega's hands, down to Larson. Parker mishandles, but collects it again on the baseline. They whip it around quickly. Stearns has it on the left side. Now to Ortega. Looking for a screen, not there. Brings it back out. Ortega decides to fire from way out there. Larson goes for the tap, almost got it. As he was a freshman blocked out in there by the big kid, Stevens. He's a senior, and he almost tapped that ball in. Just couldn't get, he didn't have the body that Stevens had. Good thought, though. 34-33, Sandpoint by one, still by one. Three-pointer from outside by Karen misses and hits the guy wire, actually. So out of bounds, and that'll be Sandpoint basketball. It's pass tipped, but Larson comes up with it. It's pass tipped again, and they know it. So Starnes takes it. No look, bounce pass to Ortega. Left baseline shot misses. Larson goes after the board, but taken down by Oktulik. Tony, right side, wants to give it up. Does so. Out there is dropping back will be Akarin to set up the play. Comes to the right to Stone out there. And Stone loses it to Ryder as Gunnarsson with the steal. Now a travel call. I'm sorry. And he knew it. He floated up a pretty shot. It looked good anyway, but he's already clapping his hands as whistle blew. He knew exactly what happened. I don't know if the defender caused that as much as his turnover. I think it was that he knew the defender got a hand on it just enough. A great bounce pass inside there, but a steal off the floor there by Larson. Flips it back to Ortega. And Sandpoint still on top. Here's the three from Smith. Carl Smith knocks down the three-pointer. And after both teams trade turnovers in well-contested half-court spots, Smith three gives them a four-point lead. Now here's a miss inside there by Akarin. And Ortega has it. Flips it down in the corner. Ryder shot on the way short. Ortega goes high for the rebound. And they're going to call the foul on the man on that. Joseph Phillips will pick it up. Ortega to inbound. Comes out to Gunderson. To Smith. Smith shot. Good again. Carl Smith back-to-back threes. And that 6 points pushes out to a 7-point lead, 40-33. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team right now. 2:23 on the clock, third quarter, and there's going to be a foul on Starnes. Starnes just trying to play good defense on Lane, and Lane drives hard to right side. Down the key he comes. Hooks that ball up there and gets Starnes to bite on it as he reaches over trying to block it. Starnes recognizing it too. He even shakes his hand or after his first made free throw. Says, yeah, good shot. He got me on that one. And he gets both of them. A five-point game, 40-35, Sandpoint on top, though. Now the pass over the top. Smith's going to try another three in a row. Three in a row, Carl Smith. 43-35 timeout for Coach Joe DeGrande across the way for Nanilchik. And why not? My goodness. Carl Smith, first from the left corner, then coming up on the left wing. That one, he stepped way back. In fact, he knew he had to stay away from the three-point line or else they were guarding him. They were waiting for him there. So he was about 5 or 6 feet back and buries his third in a row. Smith now with 12 points in the game. And 3 of 3 here in his second half on threes. An 8-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game. 2:08 to go in the third. Sandpoint on top. Well, coach and brother, older brother Brandon's got to be pretty happy with the last 2 minutes here as they pull out after being down by 3, 32-29 at the half, now up by 8. And Parker has trouble getting rid of that basketball. It ends up in the hands of Al Lane. He's partially blocked by Ortega. Parker had the rebound, but then defender got in there, and don't tell me, Smith goes for 4 in a row, can't get it. Starnes gets the rebound, and out of bounds, it'll belong to Sam Point. In half court, here it goes down low to Starnes, misses in close. They had the quick inbounds play there, and missing in close was Starnes on that one. And Starnes had a hand on the ball. If that shot went up by Lane, that was a jump ball, but he kept his feet on the floor. Here's a Tulik. Tough shot, turnaround jumper, no look, and Gunderson knocks down Trenton Stevens going for the ball. Now Gunderson has that second one. Only the fourth team foul here in the second half. 1 on Nenana, 4 on Sandpoint. Comes into Lane. Lane leans into it. Foul's going to be on Starnes. As the Sandpoint boys now have 2 in foul trouble. Gunderson and Starnes with 2 apiece. Checking in for the Sandpoint Eagles will be Stephen Sullivan. Sullivan comes in. Shot misses, but the rebound comes off. First to Nenana, now to Starnes. Behind the back pass to Gullivan, and on the floor he goes. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch. Well, I think Gullivan in position there, but maybe not quite ready for that. And under a minute to go now. We just break the minute mark here in the third quarter. Lane looking for something to happen. Gives it up there to Karen. Now the kick out. Okulik, 3 from the corner. Misses there. Smith with the rebound. Throws out long to Ortega. At the other end, Gunderson tries to go back for the steal. And tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Gunderson. Action. Both directions, good quick hands by the boys here defensively and anticipation. As 2 steals, each team grabbing 1 steal apiece, 43-35 in about 10 seconds there. Inside, nice pass by Stevens, finds a Karen, and he gets the 2, 37 for Nenana, 43 for Sandpoint. Here's Smith, tries another 3, Smith got it. He's 4 for 5 in this quarter. All from the left side. Well, the one kind of off the top of the key, but 46-37. Nenana trying to pick up something here at the end of the quarter. 4 seconds. Got to get one up. Here it is, Akulik. Got it. 2-pointer at the buzzer. What a third quarter by Sandpoint. Smoking Carl Smith puts them on top, 46-39. We head into the fourth quarter right here on KSDP. Sandpoint on top by 7.
All right. Carl, how long of a break would you like?
Oh, 60 seconds, sorry.
All righty. Carl Pulliam, everybody, bringing you live high school basketball. We have the Gentlemen Eagles Playing the first day of the Crowley Classic Tournament in Sioux Valley. Wanted to say thank you on this minute break to Telalaska Telephone Company all around the state of Alaska, Peninsula Airways, the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Goulds and Sons in King Cove. They have been a major supporter. Thank you very much. Hardware, groceries, everything you need in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company, they just got on board. King Cove and Sandpoint locations, thank you. The Shumigan Corporation, been there from the start. King Cove Corporation, the city of Sandpoint, the city of King Cove, and as always, the Aleutians East Borough, that warm covering the umbrella that covers us all. 8:30 on your AM dial. We'll go back after this minute break to Carl, live from Sioux Valley.
And here in this fourth quarter, Sandpoint finds themselves on top. Biggest lead of the ball game. They have created a 9-point lead in the third. Now it's 7:46:39 as we enter the fourth. Here's the shot missed by Starnes. A rebound in there by Ryder Gunderson. Gets it back out for a second try. Starnes off on this one as well. And the Lynx, a chance to try to cut it down in the five area. For the Lynx, they tried their own threes trying to answer, and I think that when they went back to just trying to find good inside shots, they actually do a better job. As here they do exactly that. Okulik from about 12 feet tries one, and he's fouled. He doesn't get the shot off. In fact, he'll shoot two, though, as we're in that first minute of the fourth. 46-40, first one good. Sandpoint, as we said, Carl Smith, a hot shooting. 4 of 5 from behind the arc in that third quarter to spark the boys. And the second one in and out for Manana. Here's a three try out there by by Stephen Gallivan. And the rebound goes to Smith. Now he'll try a couple from 15 feet. Smith's first one short. 46-40. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. And Sandpoint looking forward to W. If they win today and tomorrow, and there's Jones follows the miss. Smith goes to the line, misses two free throws. Second one, Starnes steps in, puts it in off the rebound for two in a 48-40 ball game now. Here's the turnaround shot. Difficult shot there by Akulik. Doesn't get it. The rebound by Karen. He can't get it. Sandpoint surrounds him. And this rebound by Gunderson ahead of Ortega on the baseline, right side. There's Gullivan. Finds Starnes. Baseline shot. Ball through. Great touch by Jesse. That was all shooter's concentration there to get a difficult turnaround from about 4 feet on the right baseline. Here's a Karen battling his way inside. The foul's going to be on a reach-in. I don't think it's on Ortega, but it is on Ortega. Okay. 50-40 now. As they've given the 2 points that belong to Sandpoint to Ninana. Now, I think they still don't have it quite right, but we'll see. And the second shot misses as well. Smith gets the rebound in the second shot. First one was good. Here's Starnes again in the lane, off the glass and in for two. Sandpoint cranking it up a notch. They lead now by double digits, first time in the ballgame, 52-41, as here's a three-try good from Joshua Stone. So Stone with the three, that's his third in the game, and makes it 52-44 back to single digits. Under 6 minutes to go now, Sandpoint. They'd love to get a shot at King Cove in a championship game. That'd be fun on Saturday. And here's a three ball coming from Sandpoint again. This one, Stephen Gallivan. So Gallivan, the freshman, he's tried a couple of shots. This one he gets to go. fact, I think he was 0 for 2 at that point from three-point line. Now he's 1 for 3. And answered by Stone. Joshua Stone says, let's just trade him. 55-47. 11-point lead. Back to 8 again. Ortega says, how about we set something different up? Ortega spreads the floor. Keeps the ball in his hands. Now it goes over to Ryder. No reset again. Back to Ryder on the left side. Smith in the corner. Up high. They're just wearing the clock down. Here comes the double team. Kellerman gets it in the right side, but Ninana will wait it out a bit. 4:37 to go. 8-point lead. Here's Starnes. Free throw line jumper. Rolls in. Boy, that kid's got a great touch. As that makes it 57-47. Starnes get free. They're at the free throw line. And again, with that nice soft touch, great follow through. His shot hangs on the rim, just bounces around a little bit, drops through. He's done that several times in this ball game. He is a shooter, folks. That you have to have that follow through like that, good roll on the ball, nice soft touch. Jesse Starnes getting it done inside for the boys after Carl Smith got him off to the lead there in the third quarter with the three ball. The timeout for Coach DeGrand over there for Ninana. To talk it over, see what can they do here with 4.5 minutes to go in this ball game to peck into this double-digit lead at 10 right now. It was 11, then back to 8, 11 and 8, 11 and 8, now 10 at 57-47. Now, remember, on these six-team tournaments, you play in a pool. So Sandpoint is in one pool, and King Cove is in another. And the pool teams play each other. The winners of the pool A play the winners of pool B, and potentially a championship game on Saturday. That'd be a late afternoon game. So we're not going to stay here. Oh, block shot in there by Smith. And then a foul is going to be called, I think, Gunderson from behind. Smith blocked it, but it went right into the hands of Al Lane. It's going to go on Ortega instead. Okay. Gunderson behind trying to stop that, and Ortega was in front with the grab. 57-48. Lane, one more. This one rims around and out. Starnes. A lot of strength on that board ahead of the pack. Here is Gullivan. Puts it up. Can't get it. Gets his own board. Now the kick out. Smith, three-pointer on the way. Starnes with the rebound underneath. Blocked in there, but a foul there. I think from the side it's going to be on Okulik, or it could be with the body. And it is with the body instead, Stevens. Either one from the side. You might have called that a block, but... And Starnes at the line. First one good. 58-48. One more coming up. Starnes sets for the second one. This one misses. Rebound comes off. Ninana hustling it up court behind to Karen. Gets by Ortega on the baseline, but he takes him off there as he has to pick up the dribble. And the three-pointer good for Stone. So Joshua Stone with his third three-pointer of the fourth quarter. That makes it a 7-point game, 58-51. Sandpoint, oh boy, that pass had steel written all over it, but Stone just missed it. I mean, just. His hand was there, and the ball somehow went by it. This one he gets, and that's Akaron actually with the steal. Akaron spins around Ortega, tries to get the shot up instead, drops a pass to Lane for two. And Ninana coming back on the attack to cut the 11-point lead down to 5 now, 58-53. 3:10 on the clock. Ryder with it. Out on the right baseline. Gunderson finds Gullivan. 2-pointer good on the baseline for Gullivan. 60-53. 2:56 on the clock. Here's Al Lane with it. Lane with Gunderson in his face, and that shot was going nowhere. Timeout instead call by Nina's coach DeGrande there. As 2:51 on the clock, a 7-point game. And for Nenana, they have the basketball. That's why coach calling the timeout. They need a basket here. Keep it at 5 or 4 with a 3. And 2:51 on the clock, not a lot of time. And Sandpoint's been eating up that time when they get into the offensive end for the most part. They've been trying to run some clock or at least act like they're going to. And when they've done that, they've opened up some good looks inside. Starnes at the free throw line and Gullivan on that last one on the baseline. So well played, well understood how to put this game on ice by Coach Brandon Smith. So remember, all the great sponsors bring you programming there at 8:30 a.m. KSDP all season long and all year long. You can become a member of KSDP, too. Just check in with the station, and they'll give you the details or listen in on their great programming, as I'm sure you do. Lots of basketball coming up. 6 games on the agenda tomorrow, and 6 more or 8 more, possibly. Who knows? We'll find out on Saturday. Oh, boy. There's going to be a foul inside as we coming out of the timeout. It's Edmund Cumberledge, the sophomore, trying to go in and battle with the post player for Nenana. And that's the senior, Trenton Stevens. So the sophomore picks up the foul. This shot on the way misses. Starnes with the rebound and a travel call. Boy, that's a tough one. But a reach-in caused the travel, and here's Oktulik. Misses on the shot. Stevens, last touch by Ortega. Stevens went for it. Ortega kicked it out of his hands there with a slap, and Nenana will have it back. 2:38 on the clock. 7-point lead still for the Eagles. Cumberledge in there along with Ortega, Gunderson, Smith, and Starnes. Comes into lane. Great defense by Ryan. And as Gunderson's defense does the job there. At the other end, Gunderson, quick pass underneath, finds Starnes, and Ryder with the assist after the good defensive play. 62-53, here's, oh my goodness. That was a Karen that time for the three. So Tazen, as here's the open look again, and that's Starnes finding Gunderson for 2, 64-56. They keep it at 8. Near steal there by Cumberledge. Great anticipation by him cutting in front of Inanna's player. At the 158 mark here, an 8-point game. Sandpoint continues to answer the bell here, as they are looking to pick up the win here. We wind down to the last 2 minutes of this ball game. A 64-56 lead now for the Sandpoint Eagles, as they continue to answer every bucket by Nenana. They've had an 11 and a 10-point lead. Biggest lead of the game, 11 points a couple of times, but erased by 3-pointers by Joshua Stone each time. And then boys is coming right back, getting it done. Here's a steal by Starnes. Starnes takes it down the right side, looks away the defender, and then loses the ball as he goes up. It's going to be a foul called, and I think Starnes, or let's see, it's going to be on Cumberledge. So actually Cumberledge picks up the foul. His second. And a 64-56 ball game. And it's Ortega, foul on Cumberledge, and at the line will be Tazon, Karen. First one on the way, no good. Second one, no good. So he misses them both. And Starnes with a rebound came out of there with it and has to throw it out into traffic. Gunnarsson comes away with a steal again. Gunnarsson, great job to get in the right place at the right time. My goodness, that kid just fantastic anticipation on that play because Starnes had to just cough it up or go out of bounds, and he thought, well, maybe somebody can get it. Instead, it was Nenana, but there was Gunnarsson then to steal what they thought was going to be an easy layup. Riders made some excellent defensive plays down the stretch here as they've just continued to have just enough offense to keep the lead at the larger single digits, up around 8 points. They had it shrink to 5-1, but have since kept it at 7 or above. And now at 8 at 64-56, a long pass ahead. It goes to Starnes, this time against Aktulik. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes off to Akarin. Back the other way. Akarin flips it out to Stone. Three. No, he can't make this one. Akarin, 128 on the clock. They don't really need the three. Gunnarsson with a steal. Ryder keeps it. Now he's got the dribble. Goes down to Smith. Back out it comes to Ortega. They're going to burn a little clock. 118 on it. No open underneath is Gunnarsson. Ryder slips it up for two. Great pass. Ortega finds him, and Ryan puts it in. Ryder puts it in. And there's the steal there by Starnes off the actually the block shot. I mean, Joshua Stone went up for the three, and just smothering that basketball was Jesse Starnes. It was going nowhere, barely left his hand. So it'll be out of bounds and belong to the Eagles, and the ball kicked away, but Ryder right there for the play. Ryder gets it back out of the double team on Starnes. Now to Ortega. 66-56, under a minute to go, down to 50 seconds. Here it comes to Cumberledge. Cumberledge puts it on the floor. Good job of pivoting away from the defender. And now a timeout, or no, a foul called. I think on Aktulik, his first. So in order to stop the clock, they got to call the, or they've got a foul now, but with only 44 seconds to go, not a lot of time to do those things. And Ryder knows that Gunnarsson keeping the ball away, looking for the open man in the lane, and it is Jesse Starnes for two. So Ryder with the assist and a two-pointer. That's going to seal it right there, folks. 30 seconds on the clock. As here's Cumberledge with a strong rebound in traffic, fouled there by Lane or... No, oh, I'm sorry. That was Joseph Phillips in there. Phillips gets that foul, I think. Oh, Karen ended up with it, actually. Anyway, only 21 seconds on the clock now. Sandpoint going to pick up the victory here. The girls dropped their game, but the boys are going to get a W here. As Al Lane hustling right to the end, tries to get the steal and does. Then ball tipped out of bounds, but off the hands of Stone down there. Or excuse me, Phillips down there. So with under 10 seconds to go, Sandpoint has their biggest lead of the game at 12. And that's the way it's going to end. 68-56, I bet, is Starnes just throws it up at the end, and the Sandpoint Eagles come away with a double-digit victory after being down at the end of the first half, 32-29. They come back and storm the court behind three. Great defense by all the players. Ryder Gunnarsson, some great plays in the last 2 minutes there at both ends of the court. 68-56, the final. We're going to be back in 2 minutes right here in KSDP with our post-game stats and set you up for tomorrow once again.
All righty. Thank you, Carl. We will take 2 minutes on the clock and say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Community Radio. Happy to bring you some high school basketball. We had a little bit of a heartbreaker on the ladies earlier today. But the boys just took it. We'll get a wrap-up from Carl here in just a moment. If you just tuned in, Sandpoint 68, Nenana 56. Tomorrow, we have a full schedule of games tomorrow. They begin at 8:30. We've got two Sandpoint games starting off right in the morning, then two from King Cove. We get an afternoon break, and then we go to an evening set of evening games from King Cove as well. This is all happening at Sioux Valley in right outside of Talkeetna. You're almost there. Don't worry. You're not going to go into Talkeetna. It'll be right there at the crossroads. How about – oh, no, I want this one. Come on. Where are you? There we are. Thank you. Austin Roof has been getting some great underwriters for basketball, and the community's just been showing an amazing amount of support, especially when the government agencies, other than our local governments, are deciding that public radio might not be that important anymore. Right here, Austin. Thank you.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
All righty, once again, the Alaska Commercial Company now on board. And I think I hit my two-minute mark. We're going to go back to Carl Pulliam for a wrap-up on this game and the setup for tomorrow's.
And here at Susitna Valley, folks, high school, near the junction on the road to Talkeetna, the Sandpoint Eagles have pulled away in the fourth quarter. They went at 68-56 over the Enana Lynx. Well-played game by both ball clubs, but the Eagles, too much great defense down the stretch. It's a good offense, that's for sure, as they picked open some spots there and ended up winning by the largest margin in this game, 12 points, the ending score. Great job, really, by the Eagles. Nenana had a couple of players in double figures, some fantastic shooting by Joshua Stone, as he had 17 to lead the way for them, 15, took close behind Tony Okolik. They wouldn't give up, but the Eagles just too much good basketball out there, some good plays, and again, the defense really winning it. For the Eagles, everyone scoring, but Wolf Jackson and Edmund Cumberledge did not score, but 3 points apiece, Stephen Gulliman and Parker Larson, each on threes. And then Joseph Ortega had four. Double-figure scoring from Ryder Gunderson. He ended up with 12, four in the fourth quarter there on some key little plays down the end. Carl Smith had a total of 14. And leading the way, Jesse Starnes with 25 for your Eagles. As they win it, 68-56. In tomorrow's games, again, remember, just stay tuned, of course. 8:30, it starts with the Lady Eagles, and then followed by the Eagle Boys, followed by the King Cove Girls, the King Cove Boys. That'll put us up around 2:30, and then it'll be the King Cove teams again taking the court against the homestanding Sioux Valley Rams. That one starts at 6 o'clock, I believe it was, tomorrow evening. So let me check that again, 6:30. Excuse me, for the nightcap, 6:30, the King Cove Girls and King Cove Boys. So all morning long, starting at 8:30, it's basketball right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP, Voice of the Aleutians. I'm Carl Pulliam, wishing you a great evening out there in KSDP country. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Thank you so much, Carl. We'll talk to you in the morning.